Vayter and Shasra and Bavakama Daf Mem Aleph, picking up by the top of the page by the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is going to go through a series of ideas that are actually pretty straightforward in the psukim themselves. If you take a look in Shemos Chaf Aleph, Psukim Chaf Chestu Lamed Beis, you'll notice the psukim over there go and speak out that if you have a shore that goes and it gores a shore goes out and it gores a man or a woman and they die. So what happens to the ox? We stone it, we kill it, and you're not allowed to eat it. And the owner of the ox, he's off the hook. Everything's fine. But let's say you're dealing with a muad, then not only is it that it gets and the owner of it was warned but didn't take care of it and it goes and kills a man or a woman, then it gets stoned. Then the owners, this is intense, shall die. What does that mean though? It means, as the next passage explains, if there's kofar that is goes and paid, they have to go and pay the value to the Yarshim, and then they're off the hook over there. Now, it doesn't matter, if it's a nogeach, a boy or a girl, then it's got to be killed. And these are the halachas. And if it goes and it goes a slave or an eved or a shivcha, then what you pay is 30 silver shekel, give to the owner, to the master of the slaves, and you stone the ox, and that is what happens over here. Okay, with that, let's take a look and read the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Shor shenagach es adam v'mei. So the shor goes and he gores a person, and then the person dies. Muad, if it's a muad, mishalim kofar, it's got to pay kofar, which means it's got to pay a atonement fee in order to move on with their lives. Vitam, put them in a kofar. It was a tam, then put them from kofar. Zev, zechayev, misa, in both circumstances, whether the animal's a tam or it was a muad, Rashi says, the betam namik siv sakel yisakel, which means both of them are going to get skila. V'chein bebein v'chein beba, similarly, if this is a boy or a girl, says Rashi, ben katam v'tinokas katana, chay malem skila v'kofar kigadolam, it's the same dinam. Nogach Evan Amma, let's say it hit a Evan or an Amma. So Nosin Shoshim Salam is going to give 30 sela, which is 30 silver coins, got to be given to the owner of the slave. Bain Shehu Yafa Meya Mano, Bain Shehu Yafa Eladin or Echad, regardless of what the value of the slave is, that's what that still has to be given. Says the Gemara. V'chimiachad demitam katlinan lay. Since we kill this ox when it's a tam, Mu'adechimishkachasla, how are you ever going to find a case where the animals are muad? What are we talking about? We estimate what would happen. Rashi says, we see the animal charged at three people, and each time we warn this guy, be careful with it, and then finally goes in and does something, so we treat it like it is considered like a muad. He says, nah, that's not anything. You can't go and I estimate that this is what have happened. If it didn't actually kill three times, then it's considered still a tam. It's got to actually kill three times. Ella, hacha b'mayiskin, what are we dealing? Kigon shesikain l'shlosha b'nei adam. It's where gore three people, but it put him in a matzah of sakana, and they didn't die. But then what happened? After it got to third person, then all of them ended up dying. So now he's got to pay kofar for the third person because it was considered a muad. Now each time they warn them, Rashi says, "Afikach lo nisakel b'shnayim arishonim ukeshenogach shlishi mesu kulam helkach b'shalom alav kofar." After each one, they warned that, like, "Well, this ox is crazy. You better take care of it because it killed. It's like hitting in a killing way." Razvid amar another way, kigon shaharik shlosha behemos. We can talk about a case where it killed three animals, even though we don't put it to death. We show that it's a killer. Therefore, it becomes a muad by people also. Says Gemara, muad lebehema, have a muad adam? Is that really true? You want to say one that's muad behema is a muad for a person? Ela amar Rav Shimi, kigon shaharik shlosha otigachavim. It's talking about a case where it killed three goyim. And they don't put it to death for doing such a thing. We don't we don't rid of the animal for such a case. Muad lo otigachavim, have a muad that you saw? You think it's a muad for a guy, it's going to be a muad for a Jew? We're talking about a case where it killed three people, but there were treifas, which means they're on their way out. Rashi says a treifa lo katlina le degava katila katil. It's considered like a dead person already. Therefore, it's not put to death for that, but it's considered a muad. Muad lo treifa v'muad lo shalim. Rashi says b'tamia. You tell me that if it's a muad for a treifa, it's going to be muad for a shalim, for a complete person who's not a treifa. No, we don't compare the two. Elam Rav Papa, what are we talking about? The Kotel V'Arak L'Agma. It killed and then ran away. Rashi's La'acha She'idu Bo. After it made on it, it would barach. It ran away and hit. The Kotel V'Arak L'Agma. And then what happened? The Kotel V'Arak L'Agma. And then the Kotel V'Arak L'Agma. Again it happened. It got taken and then taken, ran out again. Did the same thing again. V'acha B'rei De Ravika Amar. Another one is Kigon She'huzmu Zomamei Zomamin. You had a case where there were Edom that said that this one gored two times, but then they have another Edom come in that are they make the first ones into Edom Zomin, so you can't say that because you're with us another place. So it kind of suspends their original testimony. Then those people themselves get disqualified, and then it comes up that the third goring is going to be actually a third one, and that's a hit Muad and hasn't yet been killed. Okay, this is true. Let's take a step back. We know that we had a discussion earlier in the Masechta that what do you need? How do you make something into the Mu'ad? Is it that you need three separate days in order to have it? Rashi says, Gimel Yavim D'Chsibi B'Kra, in order to make the ox into a Mu'ad? Or is it that you need three separate days that the owner himself is warned? And if the original warnings were deleted because of the fact that the Edom's, because the Edom were zomified, so then on the third day when the Edom that disqualified those original Edom were themselves disqualified, reinstating the first two ones, and that means that the owner now can just claim and say, like, listen, I didn't take those seriously, and they're done because the guy decided to, because they were zomified, so for this is only the first time that I'm warned. So, the Torah being on Shaper, if it's in order for the Torah, we don't really need the guy to be 3 days, we just need him to be told at the very end. The guy would be in, if you have to have 3 different days in order for the warn, the owner to be warned. Mema Armale could say, Lavi Adani says, I didn't know that he killed 3 times because they were zomified. It came out that when the second guy was zomified, second Edom, it turns out the original ones were really true, and I was only warned on one day in reference to how my ox is. The Gemara can go into Amri, kol emas takatil tori gabe havakoi. The Edom are pretty clear that, bro, you were there the whole time. Can go into Amri, kol emas takatil tori, every time he did it, gabe havakoi. You were standing right there. Rashi says, shehamizimim heidu de gabe havakoi v'rabin iguchosav. He saw it all the time. He can't claim he didn't know anything about it. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, this is, why exactly? Again, remember, don't forget, back on the map, what are we trying to answer over here? We're trying to answer up. How could it be that you have a muad if the time had already been killed? Ravina Amar, b'makirin es bala shor v'ein makirin es ashor. Talking about a case where the Edom, they come along and they say about what happened, they recognize the owner that killed him, but don't recognize the actual ox itself. So they say that the ox from Reuven's stuff, let's say, going and killed, but not able to say which one it was. And therefore, even though they're able to warn the owner that he had this killer, it wasn't killed. Only after the third time they recognized it and they said, oh, that's the one, that the same one that killed the other 2 times, and then they go ahead and they kill it. My havalele mevad, but how could the owner be obligated to be kofar in such a matziv? What could he have done to guard the animal if he had no idea what was talking? He didn't know about it. And for the Gemara, mishum da amrele, he is going to be chayiv because the Edom say to him, Torah nakhana islach bevakach. You have a Torah that's a killer, that's a gorer inside your cattle, and therefore they have to make sure that you should have guarded your entire flock. Next part of the mission, we said v'zev v'zev chayiv misa, both of them going to chayiv misa, the tam or the muad, you going down. Now, we mentioned a pasuk that we're going to delve into a little bit now. It says that if you have an ox that goes at a shore, it goes and gores a man or a woman, v'mis, and then the person dies. Sako yisakel, that shall be stoned. Every animal must get stoned, hashor. V'lo yechos b'so, you're not allowed to eat its flesh, u'balashar naki, and the balashar, the one is going to be clean. He's good. Tana rabban, amimashash never sako yisakel hashor. From the fact that it says sako yisakel hashor, in yodesh and aveli, I don't know it's an avela. Of course it's an avela. An avela is an animal that didn't have proper shchita. What do you mean it says that it's not able to be eaten? Of course it's not able to be eaten. We know that already. It's coming to teach you. Let's say that there's a gemar din on it, and then immediately someone comes and shechs it. That in such a case, also machil, it's going to be usher to eat. Says Rashi. So also bachil is going to be usher to go ahead and to eat it. Ainly ela bachil ba hanami. I don't know what's going to be usher to eat. I don't know what's going to be hanami. Tamil lomer balashar naki. It says, and the owner of the ox is naki, is clean. My mashma. How do we see that? That means that it's going to be usher bahana. Shimon ben Zoma Omer. Adam Shomel Chaver, like someone says to his friends, Yatza Ish Ploni Naki Min Chasav. This person was cleaned out from his property. He's got nothing left. Ain Lo Bahem Hanah Shel Klumi. There's no Hanah from it whatsoever. Frek the Gemara. We might Deloy Achaz Basar Lehecha Deshachto Acher Shenigmar Dino Shasav Achila. How is it? What's the implication? How do you learn out from the fact that it says don't eat its flesh? That in the case when it's shechted after Nigmar Din, that's going to be Asav Achila. How do you know that? Ema Dehecha. Why don't we say that it's going to be mutter to eat it? And it's only going to be asavana once it already was stoned. Kid Rabbi Avo, like Rabbi Avo says, I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Call makom shenemar lo yocha lo socha lo sochlu. Whenever it says such a thing, echad iser achilav esher iser hana. This is a throwback, my friends. Holy moly, to psachim chaf aleph perkel shah. Wow, wow, wewa. Anytime it says these things, therefore it's going to be us echad iser achilav esher iser hana b'mashma. Achivar lecha kasam kederach shaper tochav nevela. Until the pasuk matters for you like it does by nevela. When it says that you're allowed to get a nah, Rashi says shakasav l'chaba lo sochu hutzach hakasav l'farish l'chaba heter hanah l'ger asher b'sharecha alma lo sochu iser hanah haviv masha. That itself is aser l'ger b'nesino lo v'kachav mechir. You can give it to a guy. You can sell it to a to a guy. So Ami, and for the Gemara hanimili heicha denafik lay iser achilav iser hanah mikra v'lo lo yochal. That's only if it's coming from the pasuk Italian lo yochal. Aval hachad is achila misakri yisakel nafka. This achila is learned out from sakri yisakel, not from lo yochal. Therefore, I can't learn out hana automatically. Yisakadai techai lo yochal es besaro iser hanahu. If you want to think that it says its flesh may not be eaten, it's coming to tell you iser hana nichtu rachmana lo yehana. Let it just say don't get hana. So inami, or even if you want to say bavo shtikl, we could apply over here lo ye achel. Then the pasuk should have said lo ye achel es bisaro lamili. Why do I say es bisaro? The afagav the avde kein baser the shachte aser is coming to teach that even if he made this ox like regular meat by shechting it, it's still gonna be aser. Maskifla marzutra ema hanimili. Why don't we just say that this halacha, that it's us, this shore is going to be us if it was shechted, only applies, beep, turn the page, memafam beis, hecha debadak sor v'shachad bo, in the case where he checked the stone and he shechted with it. As we know, you have to do in order to make sure that a shechita is a good shechita. Rashi says, da'ayinu ke'ein skila ba'avanim, da'ad de'ein skila, where he did where what he did over here is similar to stoning of Alhecha the Shakti Bisakin Lo. But where he did it with a knife, then it would taka be no issa to go and eat it. So if you use the stone, an actual stone that you sharpened in order to use it as a shkita, that's where it's going to be usa. But if you actually use the knife, because it's like stoning, it's using a stone. But if you use the knife, then maybe taka would be okay. You'd be allowed to be eat it, even because it wasn't stoned yet. Amri, they said, Otu sakin ksiva bereisa. There's a word sakin used in the Torah. Rashi says to hate shchitaso chashiva lahater yoser mishchitas tzur. There's no difference if it's a knife or it's a rock. Va'tanana shochet b'magal yad. If you shecht with any of these type of things, it's going to be taka kasha, and therefore there's no reason to think that there should be any difference. And even with a knife, it's not going to be good. In fact, the Gemara v'hashad denafka le iser achila v'iser hana mi lo ye achil is besar. Now that we learn iser achila and hana from don't eat its flesh, Balashonaki Lamali. What do you need? It's the words Balashonaki. You don't have to tell me that he's clean from everything, because we already know that from Lo Yeyachel, if we go according to this direction. There's a Gemara, Lahanos Oro. It's talking about the skin, of the flesh, of the hide. It's not that the Chamina Basaruhu, the Asabana, you thought only the flesh is going to be Asabana, Val Oro, Nishtaribana. That'll be Mutter. You are cleaned of all of it. You don't get anything. But those who use the Baal Shonaki for another drasha, then what are they going to do? Like we're going to say in Daf Ben Beis, Hanos Or Minalu. Where do we learn out Hanos Or from? Where are we going to get that it's aser? Nafkalu may es bisaro. This is the word es bisaro. Es hatafel bisaro, the thing which is tafel to the baser. Mind you, what is that? Oro, that's talking about its hide. Vaitana es lo darish. But this Tana, the other one who didn't learn it from there, he learned it from Bar Shonaki. Vaitana es lo darish. He just doesn't darish in the word es. Kidetanya, Shimon Amtsuni, Varmala Nachem Amtsuni, Hayadarish, Kol Es and Shabbat Torah, they dash on all the S in the Torah. Kevin Shagia, Les, Hashem Lakechatira, Paris. When he got to Hashem Zicha, fear Hashem, your God, he moved back, he moved away from it. Amal Tamir, they said to him, because he knew how to dash in it. Rebbe, Kol Es and Shadarish, the rest of Mate Alem, where are you going to be with all the things that you dashed? Amalem, Kishim Kishibat Tischael, Adrisha, just like I get Schar for dashing it, Kach Kibat Tischael, Apisha, I get Schar for moving away from it. Ashra Rebbe Kiva of Lim, he explained this, Hashem Lakechatira, La Rabba Simli Chachamim, is coming to include Tamidi Chachamim. Another throwback to Pesachim. We also saw it in Kiddushin. Interesting. So that Tana goes like Shimon Suni when he moved away from darshaning all the Essen. Now, we use the words Ubalashar Nuki to explain over so far that he's also to get Hana from this ox that is going to be killed over here. But we have other ways that people go explain it. Tana Rabban Ubalashar Nuki, and he is clean. He's, what does that mean? Ubalashar Omer Nuki Mechatzi Kofer. That means he's coming to teach us that the owner of a tam is going to be potter from paying a chatzi kofer. As Rashi explains, one would have thought, well, we know he has to pay chatzi nezek. Rashi says, Dalotema, Kishahemis, Mishal, Mechatzi Kofer, Kechid, Mizakim, Chatzi Nezek. Just like by nezek, you pay chatzi nezek if it's a tam. So for by kofer, you pay chatzi kofer. And he says, no, Ubalashar Nuki. Omer Lorbi Lakiva, he says, Valohu Atzmo Ein Mishtalim Elami Gufo. We just like Chatzi Nezek is chayav to come from the goof of the body itself, therefore that Chatzi Kofi you think would come from it also, but the way that you would have to get that is you have to kill it and then give it from it, but it is going to be also behind us, so there's no way of actually paying it, so you need a pasuk to tell me that. Hevi Eyu LeBezin V'Shayim L'cha. So the owner should, where would he get it? He should come to the owner of the ox could say, bring the ox to court and it will pay you. In other words, obviously there's no chiyuv to pay chatzi kofer, and therefore you don't have to learn it out from Baal Sharnaki. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kacha ni beinecha shidini bazer shechayev misa. Do you look down at me so much? He's like, we're insulted on this. Am I kacha ni beinecha? Am I like this in your eyes? You're thinking of me as like such a small person that I'm darshing of you, I'm referencing this ox that's chayev to be killed? Of course I know that you don't need in such a case. I'm talking about a case where this animal goes and kills this person with only one aid. It's not stoned. But maybe you think you have to pay, and that's why you need a pasuk. And that is what OLP Bailam, or the owner itself, saw that it happened over there. And therefore, in that type of case, you would say it doesn't get stoned, and it still doesn't have to come from it doesn't get stoned. It's not going to be asked about now. So therefore, you go and you sell it, and then you give half of the kofar towards it. And that's what I'm dashing. You don't have to do it. Says the Gemara, hold on one second. Al pi bailim moda bekenasu. How could you use one of your cases to say, or maybe that the bailim themselves came and said it, but if the bailim came and said it, then that's called moda bekenas. And we know moda bekenas is going to be potter, so why would you think in the first place? It says Rashi, moda bekenas potter. Why do we need a pasuk for that? He's of the opinion. He says no, it's not a kenas, it's kapara. Rashi says afikach ilo meate. If it wasn't the crow wasn't b'mayit, it doesn't exclude it. Havamina lechayev bein ba'ed echad bein al piatzmo heichid have the kapara, because it's just like kapara, and therefore you'd be chayev. Tanya Dach, another way of explaining is Amalur Belezer, Belezer responded to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Kachani Benecha, Shadini, Bazesh, Shachai, Misa. You look at me so little, this is how I look that I'm darshing over here in a case where the thing is going to be chayiv to be killed. Ain Dini, Elabim, Iskavin, Laharagus, Abahim of Argus Adam. I'm talking about a case where he had Kavanah to go and kill a behemoth, but ended up killing a person. Rashi says, the Potem is killer, because now it's Nisan, we're going to see on Daf Bem Dalet. Lemitzi, Argus, tried to kill a Mitzi and ended up killing a Yisrael. Lunafalim, Fargaben Kayam, where he wanted to kill a baby that was going to die anyway, and ended up killing an actual person. All these cases, it doesn't get put to death, and therefore maybe you get kofar from the axe itself, and therefore you need my Jerusha to take you out of thinking such a thing. Frank the Gemara, hey Amar Le Beresha, which response did Rabbi Elazar say to Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, which one was said first? The one in the first Baisa or the one in the second Baisa? Rav Kahana, Mishpid, the Rava Amar, he says, Miskavein Amar Liberation. He first said the Miskavein, the Kavanah, the second Baisa we just brought over here. Rav Tavion, Mishpid, the Rava Amar, Hamis Amar Liberation. No, he first, he told Rav Akiva, the one that actually was killed, the one that killed, according to the one of where there's only one witness or the owner. Of Kahana Mishmei the Rava, who's the one who said this at the second one first. I'm a Miskavin, I'm a liberation. He started by saying Miskavin, where he had intention to kill one, ended up killing another one. And then afterwards, he gave another answer, which was less good. Mashal Etzayat Shishola Daga Minayam. This is like a Mashal Mat Avodoma to a Tzayat, is a fisherman who goes fishing in the Yam. Beep, turn the page, Ben Beis. Mashkech Rav Revei Shakel, when he found a big fish, he took it. Zutri Shakel, and then he found a smaller fish, and he took it also. So Belezer, even though he had a great answer, the first one's Kavana, he gave a second answer also. Rav Tavyumi, Mishmei Durava Amar, Hamis Amar Liberation. No, he brought the Hamis one first, which is when they started to attack it, he came up with the second one. Moshel Tzad, Shashole Dagam Niyam, it's a guy who's going fishing. Mashkech Zutri Shakel, he found a smaller one, and he take it. And then Mashikhwari shot the Zutri for Shakarav. He found the bigger one. So he threw away the first, the small one, and he kept the second one. So here also, Belezer, he first gave an answer. Then he saw that there wasn't such a good answer. So he got rid of that one and he came up with a second answer. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.